Music by Mendelssohn here at the New Classical FM. That was the Vivace from his Scottish Symphony, his Symphony No. 3 in A minor. Yannick Nézet-Séguin directing the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Well, I'm pleased to introduce to you my guest. Her name is Susan Furley. She is the new artistic director of the Cameco Capital Arts Center in Port Hope, which kicks off the summer with a great lineup of theaters. Susan, thank you for dropping by.
My pleasure.
So your illustrious past includes long stints as artistic director at the Globe Theatre in Regina and then the Grand Theatre in London. So my question is, what drew you to the Capital Theatre in Port Hope?
I think the scale of the theater, it's lovely. There's an intimacy to it. It's just about 350, 400 seats in there. So there's a lovely intimacy. There's an extraordinary charm that the theater has, certainly as an atmospheric theater. And the town has. It's a lovely scale. And beautiful. Now that summer's arrived, it's exquisite with rivers and lakes and lovely greens and flowers. And the architecture, like, they really care about the history of this community and the architecture. So they attend to it. So the theater has been restored, originally a movie theater, and now presenting theater productions, but also capturing that connection, because in the off-summer season, there's often operas or TIFF films playing. Yeah. So it's got that connection as well.
Designed in the 1930s, it says on my info sheet, and it was declared a National Historic Site not until 2016.
Right.
But now it is. So
yes,
this is good.
Yes.
So let's talk about your season. You have got a super busy, super comprehensive season. There's really something for everybody, starting with Tuesdays with Maury, which just opened.
That's right. So we actually opened this summer season with Guys and Dolls.
Oh.
And then Tuesdays with Maury. Oh. So a nice range in terms of the three summer plays. So Tuesdays with Maury, a beautiful piece, quirky, funny, a lovely relationship between these two men, a student and a teacher, and their relationship. And it's a celebration of life, really. And people have been very moved by it, but also engaged by the humor and a lovely reflection on life for anyone.
Now, this, as incoming artistic director, was this season already programmed mostly?
Yes, it was.
So you've inherited the season.
Yes. And I'm my stewardship, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, talk about Million Dollar Quartet.
Million Dollar Quartet. Well, I'm surprised. I've known this for years. I happened to see it in Chicago many years ago. And it was created based on an actual historic event in 1956. Four musicians gathered at Sun Record Studio in Memphis.
Yeah.
And those four were Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Wow.
So, and it's them as young men. They were all in their 20s. The only one who had sort of made it, I guess, was Elvis. He'd just been picked up by RCA. But the others were just starting out. Carl Perkins had hit a glitch with an accident that had put a little bump in his trajectory, as a recording artist. So you have a glimpse at the insecurity of these young men who are going to be legends, But it also celebrates their shared history, all Southerners. Mm-hmm. All young, mm-hmm. and all very much connected to the African-American musical experience, that their connection to that music and how they each found a different, slightly different route, whether it was country or rockabilly or rock, and sort of Jerry Lee on the piano, sort of taking it a whole new direction, the other three with the guitars. And then, you know, he comes on the scene and goes, oh, so much more to play with when you have a piano, yeah. right? Yeah. So he sort of took it to music to a whole other level. So it's a fascinating piece, sharing their music at the time, but also music of the era. So it's a fun dynamic, and musically, but also theatrically.
And then you get the whole local community involved in The Hobbit.
I do.
How are you going to do that?
Well, I wanted to get to know the local community and the people there and youth. I have a history, I guess, of working with young people and emerging artists, you know, and before they, when they're just going, is this something I want to do? Certainly the program at the Grand in London, Ontario, there was a high school project, and that actually inspired me to go back to school for a year because I wanted to gain more experience and understanding in terms of teaching and coaching actors. So The Hobbit is an opportunity. So I have people coming in. I have 7-year-olds and I have 70-year-olds and a full range in between of people interested in exploring the story theatrically.
Yeah.
And we've got Kim Sellady's wonderful adaptation, which runs around 30 minutes. So it's a nice scale and an opportunity, as I said, for me to connect with the local community and bring this story to life on our stage.
And then finally, let's talk about your Christmas pantomime.
Oh, well, this is quite a tradition.
So I hear.
In Port Hope, which I learned very quickly. yes, so we're doing a panto, and Caroline Smith has written many scripts, and this Cinderella is hers, and she'll be coming to direct it. And we will have three different versions, which is always kind of interesting, because we have a version for schools, we have a version for families, and then there's what's referred to as the naughty version. So there's an evening.
You're kidding.
Oh, it's much double entendre.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And playfulness when it comes to costuming, I think, is my understanding. So music and a playfulness and the story of Cinderella in a way you've never seen.
Well, that sounds like something I'd be curious to check out, right? I mean, the way you present all of these, I want to go to all of them. So good job.
Well, thank you.
Good job.
That's the hope.
Now, how do people get tickets and the program? What's your website?
CapitalTheatre.com. They can also, they'll link to it through Port Hope Festival Theatre.
Okay.
So there's different ways to get there, but certainly the website and is a great start.
Susan Furley, the Artistic Director of the Cameco Capital Arts Center in Port Hope, thank you so much for being my guest.
My pleasure. Thanks, Alexa.
And now, to get you in the mood for The Hobbit, here's a little music from Fellowship of the Rings. This is called Concerning Hobbits.